Hey guys, Nathan Inhofe, CEO and founder of Quickly Close for Cash LLC. Just wanted to hop on here real quick and give you guys a short little podcast. I got some phone calls to make this lunch break, so I gotta hurry up with the podcast and get those out of the way as well. Real quick, I wanted to apologize for no podcast yesterday. I was doing a ton of property research, seeing what I'm looking to invest in, things like that. So I was tied up with that, and I wasn't able to make time for a Facebook video or a podcast or even a blog. So I didn't get any of those uploaded, but today we're changing that. I'm at work, so I'm making time for all three of those while doing some more property research. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about was having a backup plan. The number one thing that I have realized is in sales is that sometimes things just don't work out, and in that case, you definitely need a backup plan. Like for example, when selling a car, I guess we'll go into cars. Sometimes people won't get approved for a certain used car, or they won't get approved for whatever reason they can't go through with a car they choose. It's my job to have a backup plan that might work for them and might still keep their business, if that makes sense. So basically just have a backup plan in that case. And you can do this for everything. Do it for breakfast. Do it for plans you make with friends, whatever it is. Maybe you plan on having cereal and you don't have milk. I've used that reference a few times in my blogs. If you don't have milk for your cereal, then have a backup plan of like waffles or something. I know it's weird comparing business to food, but in this case, it goes hand in hand with having a backup plan. For me, with the real estate business I'm getting into, I have to have a backup plan for what house I want to invest in. Whether it be because I can't come to an agreement with the seller on a price, or maybe they already sold the house, whatever it is, I need a backup plan in case that particular house ends up getting sold or goes off the market. I can't just go without a property I'm looking into, because then I'm not making money, and if I'm not making money, I'm struggling for the month. So I need to be able to find my perfect backup plan, whether it's something similar or it's completely different with like same price ranges, I guess. Moral of the story is just have a backup plan no matter what. It can be said for anything. If you're planning to take your car to work and it's broken down, have a backup plan of taking the bus or something. Or maybe if you're in a big enough city, taking the trolley car. If you're, I don't know, what's another good one? If you're planning on working out, have a backup plan of working out outside if the gym's closed. There's so many things that you need backup plans for, and it's amazing how many people don't actually have backup plans. I know I was one of these people for a while. I didn't have a backup plan for the longest of time. But when my first business failed, the social media marketing, I realized that a backup plan is essential. Because when that failed, I had nothing to fall back on. And yes, I do preach that you push yourself until you truly succeed, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. Sometimes you need that backup plan to find what will work out for you. In my case, it's real estate, but because I didn't have a backup plan in place for my social media marketing, I was forced to get a 9-to-8 job working close to 55 hours a week, I believe. Or close to 50, I mean. I was forced to get this job that I didn't necessarily want. And if I would have had a backup plan, I would have been able to hop into real estate, make some money there, and never had to get a 9-to-5 that I didn't want. But that's kind of the moral of the story. Like I said, I got to make this short. I got some phone calls to make. But moral of the story is don't knock a backup plan until you truly try it. You don't realize how important they are until you actually need one and you don't have one. Then it's bad news and you're in a hurry. So just keep that in mind and always have a backup plan just for literally everything. That's kind of my suggestion. So that's what I have for you guys. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you learned a little bit. And I truly hope you begin to utilize backup plans just because they are so useful. So that's what I have for you guys. I hope you enjoyed. As always, it's been Nathan Inhofe, CEO and founder of Quickly Close for Cash, LLC. And as I was going to say, if you have any questions, feel free to let me know and I will be happy to answer them. In the meantime, enjoy this nice weather and have a great day, guys. See you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.